Hi there, and wishing you a really lovely Sunday, and I hope you've had a nice weekend as well. I started off a series every Sunday to prepare you for the week ahead, so I'm going to do something in that in a moment. I just wanted to say that all this week on the daily teachings, it's going to be around accountability. So how to keep yourself accountable for the goals that you're setting, like we were talking about yesterday, where you're at, checking in with yourself, and also I suppose to keep yourself accountability for the good and maybe not so good things you do in your life. So it's not about putting yourself under pressure, but we all need to hold ourselves accountable to the actions that we take or that we don't take, and more to figure out why we're doing them or why we're not doing them. One thing I'd also like to do is, if you've got any goals that you'd like to work on, I was thinking of setting you up with an accountability partner. So this would be just another member. I'll just randomly put people together that I think would be suited as well. And you can email each other or even text each other and check in around your goals, offer support or encouragement to each other. This is a community as well. So if it's something you feel like you'd like help with, to kind of support one another in a bigger way and have that accountability partner where you're nearly like checking in. So imagine if you're going to something like Weight Watchers or Slimming World, they have these weekly weigh-ins. You go and you're kind of accountable to your teacher or your leader, let's say, for your weight loss, and it keeps you motivated to say, oh God, what am I going to have lost this week? You know, or even sometimes I used to go to Slimming World where they'd have the chat afterwards and you'd have to talk about what you lost or didn't lose. And it was a good way of, you know, keeping you motivated, because accountability is important for, you know, really, I hate that kind of phrase, staying on track, but that really is what it is. And taking responsibility for what's going on, not getting stuck up in the kind of busyness of life and getting stuck in that momentum that can just take over and we nearly are on autopilot. So going back to today, so as they say, a Sunday well spent, it brings a week of content. So a couple of weeks ago, I started this series every Sunday where I talked about, you know, pre-planning for your week ahead in terms of your stress. And I think last week I looked at ways to check in with yourself. And this week I wanted you to set up some affirmations and intentions for the week. So instead of thinking about, you can take that lesson from that Sunday of pre-planning for your week as best as you can, as that saying goes, control the controllable. So if you know this particular stress is coming up, what coping mechanisms are you going to have in place? What de-stressing mechanisms or techniques will you have in place to deal with those? But also it's about setting the intentions and creating affirmations around those. So how do you want your week to go? Do you want your week to go peacefully? Do you want it to go well? Maybe you have something coming up this week that you want to see going well. So setting a very clear intention. Maybe setting one clear intention, as in, I intend for my week to be active, action-filled, and to flow very well. I intend for myself to get on top of things maybe I've been on behind on. I intend this week to overcome my procrastination about something I wanted to progress with. So I'd like you to think now of an intention for your week ahead, which would be something kind of like that sentence, or you can have a few of them. And then what I want you to do is have an affirmation to do with that. So let's say it's on procrastination. So my intention for this week is to overcome procrastination around my exercise. Okay, so that's a personal one for me. And I intend to get out walking twice a day. I always walk once a day with my dogs, but I'd like to get out twice a day so I have a walk by myself, for example. So that's my intention. And then my affirmation that's going to match up with that is to bring my intention into the present as if it's actually happening. I'm going to say, I will walk twice a day, every day this week, and feel uplifted, feel energetic, and feel really happy with my achievements. So you understand. So it's the affirmation in the present tense of where you are. So I'm walking my dog and myself twice a day, every day this week, to make me feel uplifted. I'm feeling motivated, and I'm also feeling vitalized, whatever that may be. So set intention for the week ahead and match an affirmation to that. And remember, you can do that with a couple of intentions earned, a couple of affirmations. But I wish you a really great Sunday. I'm looking forward to kicking off the accountability week from tomorrow. And I'll remind you again tomorrow, but if you do want me to set you up with an accountability partner, definitely get in touch and I can do that. Have a really great Sunday.